Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So let me tell you about this magnificent discovery. We were researching critical grizzly bear habitat in the Rocky Mountains in Montana, one of my favorite places. We started at about 8,000 feet, and on this venture, we went pretty high up, higher than I'm going to be speaking about today, but we ended up on this part of the excursion at about 10,000 feet. Team of scientists, backpacks, with all the gear necessary for survival. And, you know, I got to say this. For me personally, these are trips of a lifetime because, no, they're not vacation. It's research. At times, it's grueling. But at most times, it is just the greatest feeling in the world to be, and I sort of sound silly with this, but on top of the world. We were on top of the world. We're on the top of the Rocky Mountains looking down. It is spectacular. Well, we saw many animals up there, obviously, that we expected. We saw a moose, a cow, and a calf. We saw an elk nursery up there, and this was hundreds of cows and calves all together in a place, and I said this on another episode. Yeah, I called it the golf course because as we were looking down into this area, so we were up at, and this time, so I'll give you another height level. This time we were up at probably about 13,000 feet looking down into this, what I looked like to me, the golf course. And then we also saw coyotes trying to steal calves from the cows, but that's on another adventure. And we saw black bears and, of course, grizzly bears because, hey, we're doing grizzly bear habitat research. Well, we found a unique area. There were these broken rocks, and by the thousands, like the size of your foot, it was as if somebody had broken them up and placed them there, but obviously we're in the middle of nowhere, and this just occurred naturally. It was so cool. But as we walked over these rocks, all you heard was obviously, I do not have a rattlesnake here in the studio. That's my own personal rattlesnake call. There were rattlesnakes everywhere inside the rocks. And as we move the rocks and their feel and vibration, and if you don't know this, rattlesnakes rattle just to let you know that they are there. Please don't step on me. Because people have this idea that, you know, they're going to strike. And, well, when they are threatened. But they were, like I'm saying, they were everywhere inside these rocks. It was the coolest sound I have ever heard in the wild. And many of you are thinking, he's nuts. Well, I get that often by many of my friends. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, after leaving what I called Rattlesnake Rock, so it makes sense, we ventured a little higher into the Rockies. We were somewhere in that 10,500, somewhere around there, and there was this clearing. And in the clearing, as we're hiking along, we spot a snake. No way. Could it be? Come on. Yes. It was a rubber boa, a snake thought to be extinct in the continental U.S. We pick it up. He's as gentle as could be. And, you know, I've often described snakes this way. I say snakes have personalities like humans. Most humans are nice. And some humans are not so nice. And most snakes are nice. And a couple of them, they'll let you know when they don't want to be handled. And this guy was as gentle as could be. And I felt like, you know, in the beginning of The Lion King, when they hold up the baby Simba, and everyone's cheering and the animals are doing it. Well, that's what it felt like to me, to be holding a snake in my hands, thought to be extinct. And I'm holding it up, expecting the moose and the bear and everyone to be calling. Well, that part didn't happen. Well, what we did was we gave him a quick physical exam. He was as healthy as could be. recorded the longitude and latitude, and released him, and there was a continuous smile on all of our faces. And then we realized, hey, guess what? If there's one, there's got to be more. What a find. Nature is so awesome. This is the first in my series titled Outdoor Adventures. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.